Okay, we are up to a few tests on the top of the page. Tell me what we learned. Ketzad mitzvahs yud. What exactly mitzvahs yud? What does the master say to the girl? Oymelo, he says to her, finished time from two witnesses, Hare at mikudeshes li. You're engaged to me, Hare at mureses li. I feel a besayf sheish. Even the end of the 6 years, I feel a sabashki the cham. According to this opinion, even though there's only 1 minute left, noyig ba minig ishes. And now you have to treat her as a wife. According to this opinion, the money that the kedushin is the original money you gave to buy the girl. The einu noig by minas shiroch is no longer she your mate. However, Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yudaim depends. Im Yeshu, who's beyond, there's still enough time left in the day. Kedei lases ima shava pruta that you can work together. If she has another shava pruta worth of work, mikudeshes, because yinam mikudesh is the original money. Mikudesh is the money you're giving now, and it has to be worth a pruta that you're giving now. Or even according to Menachem Yitzchok, who says that you are mikudesh with the original money, but the Torah says that the hefta that has to be able to be redeemed has to be still a bit more time left. So she's pleased you're doing something for her. Then he says mashal. And we're not sure the moshel is of Rabbi Yisi, but of Yehuda, or is this actually a Tanakama? La oimelisha, man says the woman, is kachili ma'achshav la'achashreshi, including me from now, but after 30 days. A second person came along and tried to engage her first. She's engaged to the first person. She's engaged to the first person. Why? Because the original money, because the money you gave in the beginning, even though it's after 30 days, takes effect retrospectively. Moshele man, who is this a moshele for? Ilay moshele Rabbi Yisi Bar Yehuda. Ha'im Yeshu's being lasted Yimei Shavu Pruta Dasim Lavloi. Rabbi Yisi Bar Yehuda seems to believe that she's not mekudesh retrospectively. She's only mekudesh the last minute. That's why you need another day's worth of work. Amar Rabbi Achmed, you're right. Moshele Rabbanon. That according to the Rabbanon, say the original money was the one they used for kiddushin. Such retrospective. The same thing if you say ma'achshav la'achash Hashem. The same thing. Pshita. Obviously, if you say ma'achshav, I mean, well, that's exactly the same thing. No, it's not exactly the same thing. Ma'at, yeah, we thought. In the case of the Rabbanon, you didn't say ma'achshav, right? You just gave the money to marry the maid, and then you decided the last day to get married, and nevertheless, she's mekudesh right now. No, we would have thought if we learned from the Rabbanon, then even if you don't say ma'achshav, if a man walks over to a woman and says, you're mekudesh me after 30 days, maybe automatically it's considered from now on. If she agrees after 30 days, it's retrospective. Anybody comes in between, it's no good. Look at the case of the Ummah. Case of the Ummah, did you say clearly to the Ummah that if I marry you in 5 years from now, you're engaged, you're married to me from 5 years ago? No. And yet the Rabbanah says she is married retrospectively. Maybe it's like that in every case. So when you tell you no, in a normal case, you have to clearly spell out, me'achshav. Tan Yidich, another brayse we learned, Hamoicher, as Bita Gai sells his daughter, Beholach, Vikitcher Lacher, and after he sold his daughter, he went ahead and he's Mekadisha to another person, Sichik Ba'odan, he's playing around with the master, Mekadesh Lashani. She's not engaged to the master, she's engaged to the second person. Why? Because he holds the condition to take place until the condition takes place, not from the original mice.
Ba'odan never did yield with her.
No. According to the Rabbanon, you can't marry the second person because the moment she was bought, that money is a condition money. And so if a condition, and 5 years from now he agrees, and in the meantime she gets engaged to 10 people, nothing happens to those 10 people because it's retrospective.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's playing around with him. He thinks...
She's Mekudesh.
That means
she's Mekudesh.
That means
that she's mekudesh to a certain guy.
That means that she's mekudesh to the second guy.
No, but b'nisicha beyond, does he have to then adjust the money of the purchase money?
No. Because according to the basis of Yehuda, the purchase money doesn't do with kedushin.
It hasn't got nothing to do with kedushin.
That's right.
It's with works, but she's not going to work now anymore, so it has to be.
Of course, she has to work. Why doesn't it work?
No, but she's mekudesh to somebody else.
So?
Just to say, working for these guys, she's mekudesh to the
second
guy.
Yeah, 100%. When she's free, then she can get married to the guy. Maybe right before, but she's working. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, "Im rotz le'yayid me'yayid." The master is still me'yayid. The second person has no kedushin. Moshel lo ein milisha geisas. The woman had the atom kedushin last year. Him kedush me after 30 days. Avo achav v'kishu l'shloshin. And somebody else came along and mekadosh within 30 days. Shemu kedushes l'sheni, because nothing happened until the kedushin. Therefore, shemu kedush to the second person. Marshal man, who's saying this? Marshal Ilay Mulla Rabban Rabban Rosalami, Amiyai, Rabban says retrospective, Marshal Abyeh Shabihuda. Pshita, it's obvious. Obvious. It could have been Yehuda. She's not Mekudesh till whenever he gives a Kedushin. So, of course, if she marries somebody in between, she's married to that guy. Then, Ma would have tamed, I would have thought, Haloi Amalalach Hashem. I would have thought, in the case of Yehuda, you're called to speak about Kedushin. Over here, you clearly said, I'll be Mekudesh to you after 30 days. So maybe, even though you didn't say the word Ma'achshav, since you already talked about it now, it automatically is retrospective. Kamashon, it is not. Tanya to learn the third brayse. Her meicher has bitay for somebody sells a daughter. Upasak, and he made a condition. I'm a national leyayid. I'm selling you my daughter on condition you don't marry her. And this guy in my tonight, it's a valid sale. Divra mer. Chacham say im rotza leyayim yayi. You don't have to listen. You can still marry her. Mipnei she hisne al mashak kosa b'tayda. You can't change the rule exactly. Chalam masna mashak b'tayda. If you make a condition, if you try to contract out the word, the Torah legislates tonight. But that's not. You can't make such conditions. Fred Gimel, I understand. Rameyit tonight. You can make holds on what you could. But Tanya, didn't we learn how Emma Alicia, a man says to a woman, how the Atma Kadesh, you're engaged to me, I'm a Nas, you have no claims to me for clothing or food or Tashmish. How do they Kadesh? She's Mekudesh, but tonight, Butler, different man holds, you can't legislate, you can't make conditions to get outside of legislative Taita. So how could a man say, by when it comes to Omar, that you can make a condition that the master cannot marry her? Rabbi Yehuda the one says, "Bedavah shebemoint moment tonight kaim." Omar Chizkiah says, "Chizkiah shiny hocha." Here is very different. Why the Omar Kro? It says a pasig le Omar. It says you sell your daughter as a maid. What do you have to add the word as a maid? We're talking about the whole parasha is talking about a maid. To tell you that sometimes the only thing you can sell her lechatchila only for being a maid, not to get married. You're allowed to sell her only to be a maid. That's the mayor holds that you can sell her and on the condition that she doesn't get married. The Torah allows for it. But Rabbanan in a hole that you cannot sell her unless she becomes a maid. What do they do with the word to a maid? They need it for the Kiratanya for the following brisa. One opinion says, for a maid, Malamid, Shemoichro Lipsulim, you can sell her to somebody that cannot marry her. For example, a mamzer and so on. Yelada sell halodinu. Logic would say, imikachel psulim. A father is allowed to marry his daughter off to psulim because even though you shouldn't, but if he does, the kedushin is valid. Lo yimkaren psulim. Surely he should be able to sell her to somebody like a mamzer, somebody that's possible. So that's our thought. So I need a puzzle. Tell me that no, you cannot sell her to a psulim. Fading mother, why would you even think so? Malamikachel psulim. You know why you're allowed to. Marry her off to, let's say, a mamzer, shekain odem mekadesh his bita. He's so powerful because she knight. He can marry off his daughter even after she's 12 years old. Marrying off a daughter is more powerful. You have more right to marry off your daughter than to sell your daughter. At the age of 12, you can't sell your daughter anymore. At the age of 12 and 3 months, you can still marry your daughter off. So no. So therefore, marrying is stronger. Therefore, maybe I can marry her off to a mamzer. What does that have to do with selling? You want to make a leap that you can also sell her to some mamze. She ain't on the moichabit tonight, and you don't have that kind of capacity to sell her once she's 12 years old. So her is weaker. Why would you even think you can sell a pasuk? I need a pasuk. Tell me, that I can. So that's I would have thought that you don't have a right. I would have thought that you have no right to sell her to someone, a mamzer. If you need a pasuk, you could. You can sell her to somebody, even though all she will remain is an ummah, she will never be able to marry. So the opinion number one is to teach you la ummah that you can sell to psulin. Not that you can sell on the condition that you don't get married at all. Here, you could get married, even though it's illegal. However, Rabbi Lezer goes a step further. Rabbi Lezer, for that, I don't need a pasuk, im la'lamed shemoichel psulin, to tell me that I can sell it to psulin. It says another pasuk, im ra be'eni adana, if it's bad in the eyes of the master, ashaloi yada, that the one that's supposed to get married. So there, what do you mean bad? So bad means that it's an aveda to get married. Sharabin says an aveda, and still you're allowed to. Ma tamu leim lama. So what do you lama for? Even without the pasuk lama, I know that you can sell her to somebody who is pasul, like a mams or something. So what do I need the word lama? Melamed shemoichel krayvim. You can even sell to a relative that a father, for example, that can't marry. And if he marries, no kedushin chal, and still you can sell. But v'haloidinu l'cheir, it's logical. If I can sell to a apostle, why can't I sell to a car? What's the difference? In both cases, you're not allowed to marry. So then you're going to argue, no, even though it's illegal, but if they would have got married, it would have been a valid marriage. You want to make a leap and say you're allowed to sell to relatives, that even if you try to marry, nothing happens. On makro, therefore it says in pasuk, la'oma melame, it teaches you, shemoichro lekrovim. La'omer comes to teach you that you can sell to kreivim. That's what La'omer comes to teach you. That you can sell even to someone that can never get married. But I may use La'omer to say that you're allowed to make a condition. I don't want her to get married. How does he know the psulin? How does he know the... He no longer uses La'omer to teach you you're allowed to sell your daughter to a mamzer. He learns the same place Abelazer from the pasuk Imra be'en yadina. Nu bekreivim. How does a man know you're allowed to sell to a father or some relative? Savla, he holds like that abundant. We learned yesterday. Ei meichel bekreivim. You can't. The taka cannot sell to relatives. Tani chadim. One brayz we learned meichel love. You're allowed to sell to Reuven. Is allowed to sell to his father Yaakov. But ve'en meichel b'no. You cannot sell to his son. The tani idach. Another we learned. Ei meichel leila avil. You cannot sell your father or your son. Now the second brayz is understood. You're not allowed to sell to relatives like the rabbanon. You cannot sell to your father or to your son because they cannot marry her. Kerabbanon, they follow the rabbanon that you have to be able to marry. Ela meichel leavi. The first brayz says you're allowed to sell to your father. Ve'ei meichel b'no. You cannot sell it to your son. Come on, who does that work out? Lechayda leker rabbanon, because according to rabbanon, makes no difference father or son. You cannot sell to. But leker rabbelezer holds makes no difference. You are allowed to sell to either one. You're allowed to sell to kreivim because there's lo amma. You can sell it in a way that all she will remain as an amma. Says the gemara lo elam kerabbanon. Moidu rabbanon moidu that even you yourself cannot marry. But if let's say your son can marry, heicha the ikat sad yir, no problem. So for example, if you give it to your father, if you sell it to your father. Right? Your father, he cannot marry this girl because this girl is his granddaughter. But your father's son, which is your brother, is allowed to marry because he's marrying her niece. An uncle is allowed to marry a niece. But if you give it to your son you can't because it's his sister. He can't marry his sister. His son, it's his aunt. And you're not allowed to marry your aunt. So therefore, a son you cannot sell to because even there's no tzad yid when son. Tarabonon. Rabbanu learned im begapa yove begapa. Yeah, he said the positive. He came in alone on his own body. He leaves his own body. What does that mean? Begufa nichna begufa yotze goes in, but the body goes out of the body. What does that mean? We don't know yet. We'll soon see. Now, blessed ben Yaakov, me yechidi nichna zechidi yotze. He came in a single. He leaves single. My begufa nichna is begufa yotze. What does that mean? Omar Rava says loyma teach you she eino yotze berashi evarim ke'eved. By an eved, if you knock out his teeth, he set free. By an eved, even he does not get set free. But gufa, the same body, the body that he came in with, he leaves with that body. You're going to have to reimburse him, pay for damages, but that's it. Omle baye, if that's to teach you that what an eved, even he does not leave when you knock out his tooth. Miloy seitzik ketes avod nafke. We learn from another pasuk that says, don't, he shouldn't leave like avod and leave him. We learned before, it means he doesn't go out with shen v'ayin. Says Rava, Ima Hassam from there, Havmin, I would have thought that an Eved Ivri is stricter than Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, you knock out his tooth, you set him free. You don't give any compensation. An Eved Ivri, you set him free and you give him compensation. That's what I would have thought. Nasiv Le Deme Ain't Evin Nefuk. Give him both. Kamashalon, that no, you only get compensation, but no freedom. Let's continue. The Braise, Rabbi Lezer, when Yaakov says, Yechidi Nichna Zechidi, he went in alone, he leaves alone, my Yechidi Yates, what do you mean he leaves alone? If he's already a married man with bunny and children, Rabbi Moshe, he needs to be married and have already kids. Then Rabbi Moshe, La Shivcha Kananis, the master give him an additional Shivcha, and he can produce more kids for the master. Ain't Loi Isha Ubonim, if he didn't, was not married yet, he's a Yachid, and he had no children, even if he was married, if he didn't have children. The master does not give him a shivcha kananis. Tanya Rabban, we learned an interesting case. Nimke b'mana, remember yourself for 6 years. The slave was sold for $100. And then, let's say 3 years later, he wants to redeem himself, but it turns out to be the price went up. And now, v'yishbiach v'omel masayim, he's worth $200. Minayin, how do you know she ain't mechashrin l'mana when it comes to deduct and work out how many years I have, about 3 years left, so what, how much I pay? So you don't look at the current price, you look at the price he originally paid, because it says the pasuk mikesef mikanase, he deduct from the original money that he paid.
Purchase money.
What about the other way around? Nimke b'masayim v'hichsiv, it was devalued v'omel l'mana when you sold him 3 years ago, he was worth 200. Today, somebody has an abundant amount of slaves, or whatever it is, he's devalued, he's older, he's now only worth 100. So what do you pay now for the 30 years? Half of 100 or half of 200? L'cheid, according to the first passage, mikesem mikenasa, he should pay half of 200. No, we're going to be lenient. Menayin she'ein mechashen l'mana, we treat as if it's a chakal, he's worth 100 for 6 years, and he's going to do half of that 50. Tamalemer, because it says in another passage, kifi shanav. If there's only a few years left until Yevil, you have to calculate according to the years, according to what he's worth now. Ainli ele eved. The pasuk is talking about an eved hanimkel leyuchavim sold to a guy. We try to make it as easy as possible. Hoyl v'nigul bekraivim that we can force. Even relatives can come and force the master to set him free. Yodei al tachteina. Therefore, the guy, the owner, is what loses out all the time. Abenimkel yisrael and on hanimkel sold to. How do you know the same thing applies that we make it easy for the eved? If you know if it originally was worth more, you pay the current price. If originally was worth less, you pay the original price. It says Kishir Shon over here, and it says Kisachir Ketosh over here. Gzeira Shavu. Amr Abaye made a comment which he said quite often. I'm in such a good mood. Hareini ki ben Azai. I feel as I'm brilliant as Ben Azai, who sharp like a was extremely sharp. Veshukit Treya. I feel like I'm as brilliant as Azai, and ask me any question, I'll answer you. Because Ben Azai said that all the chacham in the world are equal to me, like the shell, like the peel of a garlic, except this baldy, which according to Rashi is Rabbi Akiva, and Tesla had a problem with that. Because how in the world would Ben Azai call Rabbi Akiva baldy? Plus, it was his father-in-law, or maybe that's why.
Was the Indian that he used to go in the Shuki Deveri and take challenge?
Yeah.
Shoot me any question, I'll answer.
That's Abai, yeah, that's what he used to do. Abaye, so Mechnum has a question. You have two psukim. One pasuk says you go to original price, and one pasuk you go to current price. How did you decide that the original, that we always go the easy way, the original price if the price was lower, and the current price, the price is lower now? Maybe it's the other way around. My chazid, the shin lekula, and the shin lekumra, maybe it's the other way around, between machman. I don't think so. We find that the Torah is very lenient when it comes to an eved. We mentioned this already 2 days ago. Tanya, we learned. You have to treat your eved, and you have to be good with your eved. So we learn from them. The eved said, "I don't want to leave you. You're so good to me." What do you mean, good to me? You got to give him the same food you eat, the same drink. You eat fine bread. But he eats coarse bread. And you drink good old wine. New wine. Uncomfortable. From here we learn out. If you purchase an Eved Ivri, it's as if you bought yourself a master. And Tosafot brings it to Shalmi, why a master? An equal, why a master? Because if you only have one pillow, what are you going to do? Yeah. To keep it for yourself, it's in the Pasuk Tov Le'imach. You can't. To give it, not to give it to anybody, that's Mamash Midas Doim. You're not going to use this. What do you care if somebody else uses it? What's Faginsanish? So therefore, it's like an Adon. He's ahead of you. Says the Gemara, the aim, all you know from there is Hani Milin Yachirish, you come to eat and drink, you don't want him to suffer, so you have to treat him unequal. Ki Hecha, the lady style, he shouldn't suffer. But who said when it comes to Pidyon redemption, we're easy with him? Maybe we should be strict, because why do you think he sold himself as a slave? That the famous Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, he brought himself to that situation, and he deserves it. Why should we make it easy? What's the story? The Tanya, boy, they come and see, come and see how the Torah is so strict. If somebody treats Shvita lightly, even the small Averis, for example, he sells. Instead of eating the fruits, he sells the fruits. That's right, an aveda. It's called avokah revis, the dust of revis, of shvius. For example, other noisy, pair of shvius, he starts selling the fruits of shvius. Let's say, what's the next part of the Torah? The Torah, moiches metaltalov, he's becoming poor, and he has to start selling all of his portable assets. Shenema, says the pasuk, bishnas hayevul, comes yevul year, teshuvu ish alachuzos, everybody goes back to the state. And the samachlei, and it says right afterwards, vichisim. If you sell something portable to your friend, something that goes from hand to hand, you have to start selling metalpin. What about Lahir? He doesn't realize what he did, that he committed an aveda, and he doesn't do tshuva. At the end, he starts selling his field. Shneimar it says, ki he's impoverished, he sells his field. He's still not using the expression now, he didn't do tshuva. The next thing is, and in fact, we know for sure he won't do tshuva. And the next thing is, have to sell his house. Shneimar. The next pasuk is, ki yimker beis moishav yichayim, you have to sell a house inside a walled city. His own house. Before we go further, why when it talks about metalton, it says then realize he didn't aveda. Well, Maishna Hoch over here, but further down the track, it says he definitely won't do tshuva.
Doesn't that mean he didn't have opportunity?
No, Lebosli means he did not do tshuva, and we know for a fact he won't do tshuva. That's right. So you know why the famous Rav Huna? Exactly. The Amar Rav Huna said a number of places. Kiva Shavur Adam Aveda. The moment a person does an Aveda, is Vishana, but he repeats it. Hutulai, he becomes permitted to him. Hutulai said that. Well, you're allowed to do an Aveda if he did it already once before. And the Nasalik Hetta, he doesn't even feel guilty anymore. Loy Basil Yodi, he still didn't do tshuva, Acha Mechabiti, then eventually he starts selling his daughter. Shnemar, later on it says, V'chayimkoi, Isha's biti, if a man sells his daughter, La'oma. I have a gap the biti l'ksiva b'hayinyon, and nowhere does it say about selling a daughter in Pashas Bahar. Hakamashvalon, but we know for a fact, Nizbin Inish Barti is better for a person to sell his daughter as a slave to make money. But don't borrow money on interest if you need money desperately. Why not? My time of Barte, Migad of enough. As your daughter works, she devalues, so therefore, if one day you'll have money, you'll be able to pay it back because it'll cost you less. She'll be able to go out. But if you borrow with interest, what happens? Every day, the loan grows. Eventually, you're going to have to borrow a ribish. Because the next pasuk says that become poor, and umat yadi imach going to start borrowing for you. The samechle then says, "I'll take a mita, don't take from him interest." You still won't do tshuva. Eventually, sell yourself. Shneimer says, "Become so poor, they sell himself." And who's he sell to? Not even to a Jew, to a convert. Shneimer loy lageid. To a gay, but loy legate, that's not a convert who is a full fledged yid. Elegate toyshev to a guy who renounces avodah zarah. And it says ger toyshev. It says by ger toyshev. It says mishpachas ger ze oivig chovim. Kishoyim when it says ole eker mishpachas ger. When you move out of a mishpachah ger, ze animkul avodah chovim atzma. Then the next step is you get sold to avodah zarah itself. You have to now serve on avodah zarah. So therefore, we would have thought this eved brought it upon himself. Why in the world should we help him out? Maybe we should be machmer and make it difficult for him to get out. It's his own fault. Amalek said to him, "Guy, you can't have a heart like a stone." The pasuk itself says, you know, eventually we have to have rachmanos in him. Because the Tani, it says in the pasuk, the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel, "Hoyil v'holar zev v'nasa koyma v'yicham." Eventually he became a koyin, a galach. Yeah, he serves over his order. Ema, let us say the following sentence: "Litchi even achar anayful." You should throw the stone after somebody fell down. We should push away the stone from somebody who fell down. That would make it easy for him to stand up. There's a pasuk that after he sold, redeem him, help him out. Who echad me echav yiglenu, that somebody amongst the Jews should just save him. That was, eventually he reached to the bottom, he reached the nadir, the lowest point, now it's time to now save him.
The caretaker and the children.
Yeah. So you would think after the ever shaloi tehele gula, you keep on. Yeah, yeah.
I thought that's like when they stun someone, they push you off the roof, and then they push you off the roof.
You would think.
So this thing of changing in the bad mind of the person,
yeah,
to, you know, when they're redemption and all that, does that apply to Amodri exactly
the same? Yes, the same thing. Everything's all the dinim are the same. Says what about it? The Ema, let us say, maybe the puzzle is talking about gula tila, the concept of redemption, not how much to pay. Ki heiched the loyle tamichav, you don't want to become a goy, but who said that we make the price lower? Maybe when it comes to the amount of money you should pay, we should be machmal like a reisab chanina. Amram nachmal ischan, how we know? Because today, crazy, we have two psukim. In one puzzle, it says, im oid rabbis bashanim, if there are many years left, then you work out. And then it says another pasuk, it says, V'imat nisha b'shanim, number of less years. What do you mean? Every eved is fixed 6 years. How can there be more years? What? Is there a 9-year eved and a 4-year eved? V'chi yeshanim merubis v'yeshanim. What is? What we're going to learn is how much money is left. Rabim and me are just talking about the amount of money.
To repay the debt.
The debt
for which he got sold. Yeah.
What do you mean the money? No, the value increased or the value decreased?
Because the original debt would be a sold.
We're talking about the 6 years you bought for $100, and the value now either increased or the value decreased. Yeah.
Ignoring changes in value, then it doesn't.
Now we're ignoring. Yeah. So we're going to learn pshat in the pasuk. Rabbis and ma'at is talking about the value of the eved, either rabbis increased or ma'at decreased. And look at the pasuk. Ella nisrabe kaspoi, if it increased in the pasuk, it says rabbis bashanim. It says mekesem ignosik. This is how we read the pasuk. If it increased the value, mekesem ignosik, then the original money, we're lenient. Nismat kaspoi, next one says v'ma'at, and nismat kaspoi then is kifishanu. We go according to years. Maybe Hachikama, maybe the Pshat Pasuk is the years, not the money. Heicha the Avat today, if he worked 2 years, maybe Rabbis means there's still a number of years left. Upashle Arbis has 4 years left. Then Nesiv Le Dalid, those 4 years, Mikesa Miknase, whatever the original price was. And Avat Dalid, but if he worked 4 years, Upashle Tarti, then Nesiv Tat Mishanav, then we give according to the years of now. Whatever it is. Maybe that's how you read the pasuk. Not more increase value, decrease value. It depends. If you have more years left than you were, then you give whatever the original price was. That's the price we work on. If there's less years left till you finish your term, then we look at the current price. Im kein niftu kro. Let the pasuk say im oid rabbi shonim im at nisha shonim. My what do you mean bishonim? As if to say in the years something else increased, not the years themselves. This Rabbi Kasper Bishonim, it must be the money in the years, the increase in money, because we cannot see this. My Kasper Bishonim Kfi Shana.
Sorry?
That
if you change the value of land, the same thing
when you put it. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yeseh said, Dashinu Rab Nachman by Yitzchok Lahani Kroi Kisina. This brilliant, but not Yitzchok, these Yitzchokim, it's as if Moshe just gave it to Sinai. Very interesting, nice way of saying it. As if Moshe gave it to Sinai. If an eved was sold to a goy, nigal lechatzoyin, or ain't a nigal lechatzoyin. What happens? He only has half the money. Can he give half and say, "Look, I'm parking the money with you, and I'm half free," or not? What's a shaila? Gula say mizdei achuza. We learn now gula from mizdei achuza, and by mizdei achuza we know it says mazdei achuza ain't a nigel. You cannot give half the money because that's the pasuk. Kedei gula say you have to be able to pay for the full. Yeah, therefore the same thing over here. Mazdei achuza ain't nigel chatzayin. Af haynami ain't nigel chatzayin. You can't do it halfway. I do it perhaps. The kula amrinan, or we say that where the gula chatzayin is a kula, we'll soon see how that works about devaluation of price. Where it's a kula to say that half was good, then we will say it. Abul chumra, where it turns out to be a chumra to say that half was good, we'll soon explain how it works. Lo amrinan. Amalei, he said back to him, lav amrit hasan. Then we learned a few days ago regarding nimkar b'gnei vasa that it has to be exactly the amount. Nimkar kula chetze. You can't say if a guy stole $1,000 and he can only be sold for half, 500. You don't say, okay, let's sell him 500. You can't sell half, or the other way around. Sorry, he stole $500, but he's worth $1,000. So we say we cancel him for 3 years to get back, $500. Nimkar means kula. V'lo miktase. Hachinami nigel. The word nigel means kula chetze. Either he has the full money or he doesn't. You can't redeem halfway. What do you mean by redeeming halfway? We'll see. Amar Abaye says, "Im timtza lemer." If you want to say nigel chatzayin that you could be redeemed halfway, sometimes it works to your favor and sometimes it works against you. How? Mishkachas alukula or luchumra. Sometimes it works for you lukula. Sometimes it works against you luchumra. How? Lukula. What happens? Zovne b'meya. What happens? This eved was bought for $100, and he decided he wants to. He bought the field for $100. Okay. Now he wants to redeem it, only has half the money. So Yavle Chamshin gives him $50, and he said, here's 50, and I owe you 50, yeah? Paul get a dummy. But then by the time he was able to raise the second 50, V'ashbuch, now the field suddenly is worth V'kam al-Mosan. Today, you gave 50, and today the field's worth 200. Now, you owe half of the fee. Okay, depends. Now, if you told me what I gave you half, was taka half. So I gave you half of 100 is 50. So all I owe is half a field. So what's half a field? Today's field is worth 200. What's half a field? 100. So I owe you another 100 and I get the full field. Yarevle may have enough. He gives 100 and he walks away. But the Amrit A Nigel Chatzayim, if you can tell me that the first 50 you gave me, nothing happened, so I gave you nothing. Now the fields were 200. What do I owe you? I gave you already 50, like a down payment. I owe you another 150 to make up to 200. Yarevle may have enough. So if you hold that Nigel Chatzayim, sometimes it works to your favor. And sometimes it works against you. So if it goes up in value, it works in your favor. Freddy Gemara, how can you even give this an example? That what? That if it goes up in value and ain't nigel chatzon, you got to pay today's price. But didn't we learn before, mikasev mikanasev amri, didn't we say, nisrab kaspoim? We're talking now about an eved as well, when you go to eved. Didn't we learn before, nisrab kaspoim, that if the money goes up, mikasev mikanasev, you pay from the original price. So you want to say, right, you know what Abaye is talking about? In my case here by the Eved, going to Oikir, Vizol, Vaoikir. You bought him for $200, then he went down to 100. When he paid half the money, he was 100, then he went back up to 200. So as far as Mekesev Meknos is concerned, he has to pay out of 200. But if you learn Nigel Chatzoyin, when I gave you 50 out of 100, it was half the value. So now I only owe you half of my value. Talk about Eved now.
So now was he thinking half?
No. Then he has to just raise the other half.
But he still has to
rent
the full
ever? No, I guess he gets out when half the term goes over. He bought half of it out.
But during when he works, he has to work a full day.
Yeah. No. Can also work against you. How? What about Faket? Zovna bin Muslim is bought for 200, and you have Meir, so he gave 100, Palgud the Dome. And then the Ichsef, his value came down. And if you're going to say that the 100 you gave is a valid giving, nigel chatzayin, it works against you. The kolamay now is worth $100. E amid nigel chatzayin, that what the $100 you gave originally was a valid nigel. Then yavle chamshin. Then what do you have to do now? So you gave half before. Now he's only worth 100. So you got to give half of that 50. You got to give half to even nothing. You walk away. However, the amid, if you say ain't.
Comes to offer this money, this half of the prize.
No.
Don't you look at how much time he's already worked for
the sum?
Because he bought it for 6 years.
And yeah.
The
figure
is.
So I guess it works out
in that cheshbon. In that cheshbon as well, yeah. Yeah. So
the
owner of the value
should always be decreasing as time goes by.
The more he works, yeah.
Okay. The payout. Yeah. But if you say, then he has to give 50. Then he goes, totally give 150. But the Abed ain't nigel chatzayin, then the $100 I gave you was merely a deposit, and now all I'm worth is 100, so I gave you the full 100, leave me go. Hanuch mei pekodin in ugabez, the pekodin. Yorbli nele, he gives it to keep it, now have enough, he walks out. Boy, menei rab hunu bar chinem rab sheshes, hamoiche bayiz abot yad chayim. Okay, what about a house? A house in a walled city, you have a house in a walled city, you have a year to buy it back, and then you lose it. A house in a walled city, you have a year to buy it back, and then gone. Because we don't like you, so we frown upon people selling their houses, especially in a walled city. So what happened was, nigel lechatzayin, can you redeem half of it or not? Gulosay, do we say gulosay, gulosim, is there achuz all the way around? Is there achuz a field, the first 2 years I cannot buy back, and afterwards I can buy back until Yevil, and if Yevil comes around, it comes back to me automatically anyway. So what about gulase gulasim is the achuze gomar? Do we learn out guula from a house, from guula both them say, or from a field? And maz the achuze, just like the achuze, ain't on the gelo chatzayim, because it said before in the pasuk kedei gulase, it doesn't work halfway. Is high af high nami ain't the chatzayim here also? It doesn't work halfway. Oide, well, perhaps hecha the goli goli hecha le goli le goli. Where you told me, where you didn't tell me, you didn't tell me. In other words, by a bayis chayma, definitely you could sell half. From the drosh Rab Shimon, we learn out shaloive the goyel. Rab Shimon holds that you can actually borrow money to pay to redeem, because we'll see later by Azdeh Chuzah you cannot borrow money. You have to own the money. If you own it, fine, you can redeem it. If you don't own the money, you can't borrow to redeem. You can't force the guy to give it back to you if it's borrowed money. But by Bayez, in case, I guess he knows. Or Bayez Batir Chayma, he says, however, you could borrow money and redeem. And the Goyle Chatzayin. And you can also redeem half. Because Shimon Menachai always dashes time in the Krah. And he'll explain to you why he's so lenient. Because since we're so strict, we only give you 1 year window. And if you don't pay in that 1 year, if I foul and you lose out, and you don't get it back in your Evo, we're going to be very lenient during that 1 year. You can borrow money, you can redeem part of it, whatever it is. The Tanya, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, Im gol, you gol, if you redeem, you redeem. Melamed, shaloi, v'goy, l'chatzayin, you can borrow money, and v'goy, l'chatzayin. Amar Rav Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason?
Travis, take the doctor too.
What's the reason? No. We find that when you sell a property, there you're very strong. The owner, the original owner, is very strong. Why? He couldn't afford to redeem it. Eventually, it comes back to you. So we don't have to be too lenient during that time when you sold it. So therefore, you're in a weaker position. You don't borrow to redeem. And we don't let you redeem it halfway. If you can't redeem it, we wait till Yevil. If somebody donates his field to the Beis HaMikdash, there it's much worse. You know why it's worse? Because comes Yevil, if you didn't redeem it, it goes to the Kohenim, you never get it back. If you gave it to Hegdish, it goes to the Kohenim, you get it back. So we're going to be lenient, we're going to allow you to do things. Surely a buyer's about the Chaim is even more strict. You have one year window to buy back, in other words, for Falch. By a Makdish Sadeu, comes Yevil, and you don't redeem it, you lose it completely. So we make you a little bit better. She loves the Goy, we're going to Chatzayim. Is high moichid, following that logic, this guy who sells a bais, he's in a bad way. If the year goes by, he didn't redeem it, nechlat, he loses the house forever. Therefore, surely, we're going to make it easy for you during that 1 year, you're allowed to borrow money, the goyal, and you can redeem it, or you can redeem it halfway. That's what he says. Eitzel has a question, it says,
what happens at the end of the year if he's only been
that's it, gone. Oh, and you go to half. Then you get half the house.
We're allowing him to.
Yes, Goyal Chatzon, yeah.
So now comes into the year, I couldn't get any more money. I tried my hardest. Now what?
That's it. So you gotta give both partners. Yeah, we're partners in the house. Well, I guess so.
If you don't
want
to fill an apartment,
on
the chance
to buy your ad later. Or whatever, yeah. Or good or yog we have. Ace, we'll learn. Im goyal, yigal, if you redeem. Melamed, shaloyve, vegoyal. It says in the Braise, you can borrow and redeem. Vegoyal, chatzain, and you can. This is talking about somebody who's in Maktish's field, and you can redeem half of it. Shayocha, I would have thought. Baladino, lechayr, what are you passing for? Uma moiches, lechuz, if you sell your field. Shayocha, koychevi, you're very strong. Shimigia, yevil, comes, yevil, you didn't redeem it. Chayzez, the Bible goes back to you. Be yevil, huda koychai. We weaken his position. She ain't leiv of a goy. He cannot borrow. So the magdish luchedi. You would have thought that a magdish yehuda is even weaker. She megi yevel and yigliyaz lekainim. And you can look at it from a different vantage point. He's actually weaker. He doesn't get it back eventually. That means that his whole relationship to the field is so tenuous. Surely he should not be able to borrow. Surely he should not be able to redeem half. Ain't the din yehuda koychi. He's so weak. She ain't leiv of a goy. Of a goy chatzain. That's how I would have thought. If I need a post, tell me not that he could borrow money a makdish. Luchayda v'dimara, I need a post for that. Ma'ale meiches echuze. You know why the echuze? Why he cannot borrow money? She can huda koicheli goyel miyad. He's weaker in a way. He has to wait 2 years before he can buy back the field. If he sold the field, it takes 2 years to buy back. Taimib b'makdish. When somebody gives him the hegdish the next day or that morning, say ma'ale yovel koicheli goyel miyad. So he's stronger. So obviously, if he's stronger, he should be able to borrow. I need a post for that. So he wants to know, that's not a strong point. Look, Moichah buys about the a guy who sells a house within a walled city. Yechiach, she yafu koichah gomiyah. That afternoon, he can buy it back against the wishes of the Moichah. And there ain't loy vivigoyal, and yet he's not allowed to borrow to redeem or goyal chatzain. So therefore, what I need a posse for, obviously, that if you mark this today, you can borrow. Like Kasha, that's not a question. Because Harabon and Harab Shimon. So this Braise, so what does this Braise clearly say? That a Bayi Baruch Haim, you cannot borrow. A minute ago you said that in a Bayi Baruch Haim, we allow you to borrow. And here it says, not allowed to. So it's not a problem. This is the Rabbon of Shimon. Shimon, who dashes time in the Krah, who wants to help you out, allows you to borrow and to redeem half. The Rabbonin, who don't dash time in the Krah, don't allow you to borrow in the case of that 1 year window. Says the Gemara, this explains also the following. Tani Chad, in one Braise we learned, Loive, you borrow, Vigoyal, and you can redeem. Vigoyal, Chatzain, you pay half for a Bayis Bater Chayme. And Vitani, in another Braise we learned, Ein Loive, Vigoyal. Vigoyal, Chatzain, you can't do that. How does that work? Like Kashi. Hard up, but the Rabban say, you cannot borrow money. Too bad. Because you're so weak. And therefore, why would we allow you to borrow? Hard up, Shimon says, no, we allow you to borrow, we allow you to do all that. Stop here, we caught up.